the most important thing in this visit to drive awareness about the challenges of children who are living in emergencies, and also to have equal learning for every child in these situations and the people who were affected by war and conflict. Mm-hmm. So meeting those people is really important to help them, and not just to talk about them, but also to support them and understand with their issues.
Mm-hmm. You met also a girl, a 16-year-old girl, that was abducted, unfortunately, by Boko Haram. What did you feel when you meet her, you as a young lady who had to flee war?
I was really happy to meet a girl like her. When I asked her about education, she just told me that education is very important and I would like to go to school, I would like to learn, and because I am alive and I can breathe, then I can be somebody one day in my life. Mm-hmm. So when I heard her, that motivated me so much. I need people like her that give me positive hope for the children here. Even if they suffer, but they still want to achieve something in their lives. So meeting a girl like her, it is a perfect example for many girls around the world, and positive message and strong motivation to improve and develop of the situation in Chad right now.
I want to touch base on your journey. You are from Syria, a conflict zone. You moved to Jordan because you had to. You had to flee war to a Za'atari camp. There you met Malala, and then you are in the UK. You're still working towards raising awareness. Tell me about this journey.
Yes, my journey has started when the war started, began actually in Syria, when everything became so difficult. So my parents decided to go to Jordan, to go to the safe place and for a better life. For me, I didn't want actually to leave because I thought that maybe I cannot continue my education, and also to leave everything behind, the friends, relatives. So those things are so important to me. But at the end, they said yes, because my family actually, they need to go to a safe place. And then when we arrived to the Za'atari camp, you know, everything at the beginning is very difficult. First time, I couldn't actually adjust to live there. When I found that I can continue my education in camp, I was really happy because when I'm an educated person, I can face the challenges. And when that moment actually changed my life, and that gave me actually hope for the future. Also, but unfortunately, I met many girls and boys who think that education it is not important thing for the future and it is not a priority. So I told myself to start a campaign to go from 10 to 10 to encourage girls and boys, and also to encourage parents to send their children to school. Then I had a chance to meet Malala Yousafzai. She heard about me and my campaign, and I spent with her a day in the camp. I was really happy to meet a person like her. She's such a perfect example, and she's a remarkable young woman. She suffered a lot to fight for the right of education. So meeting with a person like her, that gives a strong motivation. So we have the same goal. So I was really happy to be a friend with her and to share with her my daily activities in the camps and also the challenges to the right of education. So now we are down the list of things together and we are friends. So a girl like
they
Malala,
compare you. They compare you to Malala. You know that, right? They say
yes,
that you are the Malala of Syria. Do you like that?
Yes, yes, of course. When the people say that you are a Syrian Malala, that means I did remarkable things, and it is very important to mention that and to be happy, because Malala did actually amazing things in her life, and she's really really deserves actually what she has gone through in her life. And when I have the name, that means that means we are both strong as women, and we can change in our communities. And then we can achieve our goals, especially when we fight for the right to education for every single child in the world.
Mm-hmm. I want to end with you on a note. You just mentioned that you were moving from tent to a tent to raise awareness about education in the camp, in the Za'atari camp, because there were women and men that thought education is not priority. For you, why education is important? Why education is a priority?
Actually, when we talk about education, it is not just a word that we say. It is everything. The education is actually the thing which gives us everything. It gives us power. It gives us chances. It opens many doors in front of us. By education, we can achieve our hopes, achieve our dreams, and also we can rebuild our countries. So when we have education, then we are strong. We can improve. We can develop. We can make a change. So when I'm an educated person, I'm very strong. I can protect myself, especially myself, and also I can help others.